And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency reported Chinese President Xi Jinping said Saturday he will seriously consider visiting South Korea as part of efforts to support peace and security on the Korean Peninsula. Separately, Chinese Central Television reported that Xi had told South Korean Prime Minister Han Duck-soo Saturday that China is willing to work to promote a strategic partnership between the two countries. Xi, who has not visited South Korea since 2014, held talks with the South Korean leader in the eastern Chinese city of Hangzhou before opening the ceremony of the Asian Games on Saturday. The commitment to cooperation came ahead of scheduled trilateral talks in Seoul on September 26, involving senior officials from China, Japan, and South Korea, intended to pave the way for the first summit between the three countries in 4 years. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau held a rally in Toronto late Friday with Canadian Ukrainians, where both leaders stressed the importance of Ukraine's future victory in its conflict with Russia. Zelensky spoke to the Canadian Parliament, seeking to bolster support from Western allies, and later spoke with business leaders, urging them to invest in Ukraine's reconstruction. At the rally in Toronto, Zelensky thanked Canada and Ukrainians in Canada for their unity with Ukraine.
To become stronger and our freedom to get stronger, and it moves our unity to victory. Ukraine's victory. Canada's victory. People's victory.
Trudeau called the visit an opportunity to show Zelensky how strongly and unequivocally Canada stands with Ukraine. Zelensky flew into Canada's capital, Ottawa, late Thursday after meetings with President Joe Biden and lawmakers in Washington. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Ophelia has made landfall in North Carolina, lashing coastal areas with damaging winds and dangerous surges of water. This is VOA News. Pope Francis, during a visit to France Saturday, has challenged French President Emmanuel Macron and other European leaders to open their ports to people fleeing hardship and poverty. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The Pope insisted Saturday that Europe does not face a migration emergency, but rather a long-term reality that governments must deal with humanely. The Pope addressed Macron and others at a conference center in the French port city of Marseille, where Mediterranean region Catholic bishops are meeting. His two-day visit to southern France comes as Italy's far-right-led government has responded to a new wave of arrivals by threatening a naval blockade of Tunisia and stepped up repatriations. Macron's government has beefed up border patrol on its southern border to stop the migrants from crossing over. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A top European Union official said Saturday the bloc would not seek a decoupling from China, but called for a more balanced trade and investment relationship with the world's second-largest economy. Speaking at the Bund Summit in China's economic center, Shanghai, European Commission and Economic Trade Commissioner Valdis Dombrovskis said a number of shocks, including the pandemic, the Ukraine war, and tensions between superpowers, unsettles the global economy and has exposed its weaknesses.
Another factor is a rise of geopolitical tensions that stem from strategic competition between China and the United States. This increases uncertainty for international businesses, leads to more state involvement in the economy, and risks starting subsidy races.
Citing EU's trade deficit of almost $427 billion with China, the Commissioner for Economic and Trade said the European Union needs to protect itself. He said EU's recent strategy was to maximize the benefits of openness while conducting what he called de-risking. But Dombrovskis continued by stressing de-risking is not decoupling, adding that the EU has no intention of decoupling from China. Three people were injured and several buildings and vehicles damaged after a highway collapsed following a landslide in Sweden early Saturday. A huge sinkhole measuring 500 meters wide opened on the E6 highway, which runs from southern Sweden to Norway, not far from Sweden's second-largest city of Gothenburg. Police said at least four cars and a bus skidded off the road and crashed due to the slide near Stenungsund, and that three people were hospitalized. Several buildings and facilities were also damaged in the landslide, including a fast-food restaurant. Emergency officials were on site with specially trained dogs and staff to search and make sure no more people were trapped in the debris. Local authorities in Taiwan's southern Pingtung County report fires and explosions at a golf ball manufacturing factory killed at least six people and injured 98 people late Friday, with four people still missing as of early Saturday. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.